Thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We love you. We thank you for joining us. We have over a million listeners worldwide. Oh, and I'm so excited. We're streaming over 125 networks, including iHeartRadio. And it's because of you listeners. That's who it's because. In our amazing network, BBSRadio.com, my producer rocks. I know that much. He's the best producer in all the land. I'm just so glad to be with you today. You know, Wednesdays is my favorite day. So let's go ahead with the show because we got my girl pretty much taking over the show. Minister Nicole Atkinson is joining us. She's got a brand new book. I'm so excited about introducing my bestie to you. And you guys know her from In His Presence. You know her. So she does a segment on here in His Presence. And so she's going to be joining us today with a brand new book, and we're going to be talking about that. So I'm excited about that. But let's get started. I just realized I didn't. Real good. Doug, am I good? Am I good? Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. I just want to make sure you guys, you never know. This is live radio. You don't know what we were talking about, everything but what was going on with the technology and whatnot. But anyway. So we got our brand new book, Facing Your Fears, Nicole Atkinson. And so we're going to be talking about that. All right, let's get on with the weather. Then we got Ministerial Minute, and we got Nicole Atkinson joining us, okay? And then we got her segment, In His Presence, which we love. And then I'm going to tell you what's on my mind, okay? And I know y'all want to know because it's been a minute. All right, Wednesday. It's 43 degrees. Our high in D.C. is going to be 45, and we got sunshine coming. It really feels like spring, but we got to be careful with that. Detroit, sunny, 23. Oh, my gosh. I'm not surprised. Your high is 27, nothing but fur coat weather. I'm sorry, you guys, that are, you know, the PETA and all, but, you know, they wear them furs in Detroit and in Chicago, and I am from there, Detroit, so I know it gets cold as I don't know what, and a fur coat is a norm out there, and a downing coat is a need. Tomorrow, you're going to be 12 degrees waking up, and your high going to be 23, Detroit, so just want you to know that with sunshine. Dallas, you are 43 degrees. Your high is going to be 52 degrees, mostly sunny, and that's good. London, you are 50 degrees right now. You got showers coming all night throughout the wee hours of the morning. Actually, you're going to wake up with clear skies, but it's not going to get clear until 7 a.m. your time. So be ready for that. Your high waking up is going to be 46, and all throughout the day, 54 degrees is going to be your overall high. Los Angeles, oh my goodness, I've never thought I'd see the day. 48 degrees and cloudy. What? Am I going to have to take a jacket when I go back? Anyway, you guys are 48 degrees. I have never experienced anything lower than 70 in LA. So your high is going to be 57 degrees today, and you got rain coming for the next 2 days. And I know that's something you guys have been waiting for a while. Be careful around those mountains. Atlanta, you are 52 degrees. Your high is going to be 55. You got rain coming. You're waking up to 27 degrees. Let's see, Augusta, you got showers right now, 55, and you got rain going to be going on until the afternoon. Your high is going to be 61. All right, let's get on. South Australia, 77 degrees. Your high is 77 now. You're waking up to 72. Your high tomorrow is going to be 91. South Australia, all clear skies. Hawaii, 52 degrees. Your high is right now, and you're going to have showers, and you're waking up to 46 degrees, partly sunny tomorrow. Your high is going to be 63. Puerto Rico, 73 degrees and sunny right now. Your high is going to be 75, waking up to 57 degrees. All right, so be ready for that, all sunshine. Portugal, you are very, very, very cloudy right now. You got rain coming tomorrow, so be ready. But right now, your high is 45 degrees. You're going to be staying at that 45. You know, titter-tot in between 43 and 45. But you're waking up to 45. Your high tomorrow is going to be 48. 100% rain tomorrow. You got snow coming on Saturday. Rain tomorrow, rain Friday, and snow on Saturday. So be prepared for that, Portugal. All right. If I didn't name your city, state, or continent, or nation, No worries. Guess what? No matter what's going on, God is still in control and he has the final say. So no matter what's going on around you, about you, or even in you, God still got that too. And he loves you so much. And guess what? So do I, right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. All right, you guys. All right. This is a good time to go ahead and tell your friends to go ahead and call in, remind them, go tell them on social media right now and let them know to tune in. All right, we're gonna take a break from our sponsor, and then we'll be back with Ministerial Moment. And then we're going to be back with my girl, Minister Arthur. Nicole Atkinson is going to be joining us. We'll be right back after the sponsorship meet break.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full service wig boutique with high quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
All right, everybody's looking at you. Get in touch with La Host Hair and Wigs at 248-546-4247. Again, 248-546-4247, or go on their website. Check them out, www.lahosthair.com. Again, www.lehosthair.com. Lahosthair.com. Go check them out. They'll be in Walmart, you guys. For those in the U.S., they'll be in Walmarts. I think over 200 and something stores. God is good, y'all. They will be featuring that in February. So you're going to want to take. Listen, I told them that I was going to ask you guys to take. If you get the products, take a picture and go ahead and tag them and let them know that you're supporting this wonderful black business. And you guys that are worldwide, you can always go on www.lahosthairandwig.com. All right, you guys. So let's go on to Ministerial Moment. All right, so God has been really, 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 really doing some amazing things. I told you guys that I've been on a 40-day fast. It ended January the 9th. That was my last day, and it started December the 1st, and it has been such a blessing. I mean, just getting closer to him and really just shutting everything down. You know, it's been so amazing and so needed. I feel so much more refreshed and connected to him. I feel like he's dwelling in my midst and not just a visitation. I feel like I'm getting to know him more and understand his thoughts about things. And he's teaching and training me by Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit has just been dwelling and just really, really doing some amazing things. I've been getting a lot of visions and dreams and learning a lot about the government of the kingdom of God. And it's just been so liberating because, you know, so many of us, and I'm guilty of that, you know, we're so busy trying to have the upper hand over the enemy, learning the names of the demons and the, you know, how to cast them out, the demons, and learning how to discern the demons and the demons and the demons and the demons. And it's just been so amazing because God has been able to really be able to show me just how much power we have in his kingdom and who all is for us. You know, that scripture that says there is more for us than there is against us. And I'm just so excited because, you know, just to know that it's like, I don't have to be, you know, on edge. And, you know, and when you're on edge, you get mean and you get hard and you get, you know, skittish and you're wondering, you know, looking over your shoulder and you're anxious and you're mistrusting and all of that stuff and just mean some of us, you know, especially in deliverance ministry. I mean, good grief. You know, everybody ain't possessed with a demon. We might have demon, you know, demonic character traits and things like that, that we need to, you know, seek God, repent of, and, you know, seek healing and, you know, get set free from so we can live a full life in the kingdom. But some of y'all just darn right mean. I mean, I can tell you an example. When the first time I went to a deliverance, well, not the first time I went to a deliverance church, down the road, I went to visit a deliverance church that God had led me. And I mean, I felt like they was looking through me, like, you know, looking through me and my armor bearer. And it was just such a non-inviting environment for somebody that really wanted deliverance. I mean, you know, I mean, just to be, hardened. You know, I think God wants to deliver us from all of that. You know, we don't have to be so militant. You know, God walked the earth. He knew who he was. He was Jesus in the flesh. You know, God came in human flesh. He knew who he was. You know, no matter who stepped to him, no matter what the disciples, the apostles said to him, no matter what crazy stuff was said or whatever, he just said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." You know, he just said, you know, whatever he said, and he kept it moving. You know, there, and it still operated with love. You know, where's the love, people? We need the love. We need more love. I'm telling you, you can prophesy, you can cast out demons. The scriptures say you can do all of that, but without love, it means nothing. As a matter of fact, if we don't know how to love, we don't know God, because guess what? God is love. So I want to spread the love today. Genuine love, not manipulated love, not just to be saying something to be like love. If I don't love you, I ain't going to say it. I'm going to say this. But I have really come to a place through the years, God is really, I never not like people. I've always loved people, loved watching people, loved to get to know people. I think it's fascinating, you know, how different we are and how people see the perspective, perception in everybody and how that works and stuff. So I really genuinely love you guys. And I want all that God has for you to manifest. I want you all to be blessed so much. I want you free from all, you know, the inner stuff, the ugly inner stuff that you deal with that nobody else knows about. I want God to go in your heart and, you know, really just fill you up and let you know how much he loves you and how much he adores you. Even when you're ratchet as I don't know what, like me. Even when you're ratchet as I don't know what, he's still loves us so much. You know, no matter what your thoughts may be from time to time, or how you feel from time to time, or how you want to, you know, jump up and down like a brat from time to time, and why, you know, just whatever your thing is, whatever it is, he still looks at you like his child, and he loves you so much. I encourage you today to allow him to bring on the correction. I love when the Bible says that in Proverbs, what is that, Psalms 41, it says, and or 23, it says, you know, how we are to find comfort in his correction, because only a father, I'm paraphrasing, you know, a father that loves you will bring, you know, chastising. And so I love that, you know, so when he chastises me, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so thankful you see me. Like, that just lets me know that he sees me and he cares so much that he wants me to get it right. You know, I don't get bitter or, you know, prideful about it or try to run a reason with it. Or, you know, we got that in us too, like Adam and Eve. You know, they blamed everybody. She blamed him. He blamed her. They blamed the serpent. They blamed everybody. And, you know, but and that's, and God will deliver us from that too. But he loves us so much that correction is just such a blessing. It just lets us know that he's got his hand on us, that he's watching us, and that he loves us and he cares about us, and that he wants us to be walking in freedom and in his original intent and in his image more than we do. So he gonna make sure it gets done. All right, so be encouraged. I'm just going with the flow. Holy Spirit, thank you for that, because I didn't know what ministerial moment was gonna be about, but you made it work. I hope that blessed somebody, and I just plead the blood of Jesus over your mind, body, and soul. Father, have your way in each and every one of the listeners' lives. May they just be so humble before you and allow you to do the good work that you've already started, because you're ready to complete that thing in Jesus' name. And that's scriptural too, y'all. Read your Bible. I'm telling you, you'll be encouraged. So many promises in it. All right, love you so much. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got my girl, Nicole Atkinson, is going to be joining us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle, and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hi, this is Lisa Bevere, and I love that you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. It's going to build strength in your life.
All right, that's my girl. All right, welcome to the show live, my bestie, my girl, minister, author, mother, wife, business woman, Minister Nicole Atkinson. Welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. Okay, so again, if you guys are just joining us, Minister Nicole Atkinson, she's a friend of mine, but she also does and just pours out over us with her segment that comes on every month called In His Presence. But she has a brand new book out, and I'm excited to know how it came about, what it's about. Tell everybody, it's called Facing Your Fears. Tell us about it.
Awesome. Well, first I want to say thank you for that, the minister a moment. That was a blessing, you know, talking about, you know, loving one another. And if we can't love each other, you know, in our little angry selves, we get a little angry and disturbed and we can't really love effectively as Christ does. And so that really blessed me because, you know, the book that I wrote is called Facing Your Fears. And when you were saying that, I was thinking, wow, you know, when you're locked up in fear, you can't love anyone because you are agitated and you're so caught up in your emotions that, you know, you really can't love appropriately as Christ did. So that blessed me. So I wanted to tell you that before we get started. Wow. So that was Holy Ghost led.
Yes. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Yeah, the book, my book is entitled Facing Your Fears. And the book is really about you know, actually facing your fears. For me, you know, I wrote the book because I really personally struggled with fear, and I discovered that it put a limit on my potential, and it created some false realities about myself that were actually not true. And I dealt with this for many years. And in the book, it's a small devotional. It's a 10-day devotional because I wanted to couple that with fasting. And I really felt a need to bring that to the forefront because I've noticed through my career and through ministry and just relationships how much fear was impacting individuals' lives and then moving into destiny.
Wow.
Yeah. So the book is small testimonials about me. So it's very intimate and it's very personal. I speak about moments in my life where I've encompassed fear and how I handled it in that moment. Then I follow that up with some prayers. I really truly believe prayer is the answer for everything in our life. I know in Mark 9:29, Christ talks about it cannot come out whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're being want to be delivered from, it only can come out through prayer and fasting. And so when I wrote the book, this is my second one, you know, my first one was a devotional. I strictly focus in on prayers. But God said this time, no, let's do some fasting with this, because we want this to come out. We want this fear that stifles people, that keeps them in bondage. We want it to come out. But first, yes. First, I tell you, Pastor Gina, people have to they have to own their fear. They have to say, yeah, I am being fearful. And in my case, that was a word curse that was placed over me as a child. I had a little nickname, and they would call me Scaredy Cat. Well, she's a scaredy cat. Even when I wasn't really scared, you know, I may have been apprehensive. You know, I was inquisitive, and I would think before I would do something. But I got labeled as being a scaredy cat, and I think it took root in a way that caused me to think that I was being fearful, when actually, as God began to deliver me from the spirit of fear, because there's good fear and there's bad fear, but when the fear that stifles you and keeps you from moving forward and paralyzes you, that's bad fear.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's bad fear. You know, because you're afraid to make a decision, afraid to move. And but I really, as He started dealing with me on it, He showed me that that was something that was spoken over me. They didn't mean any harm. And it was, you know, your cousins playing in the yard. Oh, you're a scaredy cat. And then they go tell the grown folks, you know, I'm telling my age, you know, they go and run in the house and tell the grown folks, you know, oh, you know, she's scared. She don't want to do this. And they start saying, she's a scaredy cat. And you start believing these things. And they didn't really understand what that was doing to me and how mm-hmm. that would impact my life moving forward in my adulthood.
You know, you and I talk all the time. We have some really good conversations, and we stay on for hours at a time. So we cover a lot of stuff, but I love your transparency. And I love how you were able to share at least a nugget of that on the show, you know, just to give someone an idea, because I know people deal with that all the time. And fear of the unknown is really a huge factor, because people don't want to let go of control. They think they have control, right? And they don't want to let go. They need to know where they're getting their money from every 2 weeks. They need to know, you know, if they could, you know, they need to know everything. They got to know it. That walking on faith is really challenging for a lot of people because of the fear of the unknown. How am I going to pay this? How am I going to take that? If I move over here, how's that going to happen? I don't know anybody. I don't, you know what I'm saying? All of these different excuses. Mm-hmm. Can you tap into that kind of fear of the unknown? And how that affects them from walking in God's will?
For sure. Listen, it's so funny. Listen, I wrote a chapter on that in chapter 6, and I titled it Water Walker. And the scripture that God referenced me with that was Matthew 14 and 26 through 27. And it says here, when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. For straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." You know, I spoke on that in chapter 6. I called it Water Walker. Because one night, as I was cooking dinner, I heard the Holy Spirit tell me, hey, you know, He said, you're out of the boat. And there is no shoreline. And I was like, okay, you know, I'm like, I was just kind of baffled. He said, and I was like, I was kind of, you know, worried. I'm like, okay, Lord, what are you talking about? You know, He said, you're out of the boat. He said, there is no shoreline. And in that moment, I understood what He was saying. And I began to cry and I began to worship Him. He was saying to me that it is, you know, this is a faith walk, Nicole. If you're going to walk with me and you're going to serve me, you're going to have to trust me as Peter did when he got out that boat and he got on that water.
Water said, walking.
Water walker. I start calling myself a water walker.
Yeah, come on now. We just talking about that yesterday.
In this season. Yes, yes. Did you talk about that yesterday, you said?
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. God told me about the walk. He said you got to keep your. Remember, I told you about the 30 minutes and closing your eyes for 30 minutes.
Yes.
He said you're walking on water.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
But that was a chapter in my book. And I didn't really pin it yesterday with you because I was listening to you. But he told me that, you know, clearly, you know, you're going to have to move by faith. And in order for us to be in this unfamiliar place, we are going to have to trust God. And I was in an unfamiliar place. I was in a new state, no family around me, you know, children. At the time, I was not married. And so he really needed me to understand that, listen, this is me and you. We're doing this together. And we're going to do this, if we're going to move in purpose, listen, if we're going to move in purpose, you're going to have to get out of that boat. You're going to have to trust me. And the interesting thing was, he said, there is no shoreline. And I was like, wow, that wasn't in the scripture that y'all got back in the boat. You know, because I was kind of, you know, questioning God, like, y'all got back in the boat. And you were telling me we're not getting back in the boat. And so that's what really stunned me. He said, because I want you to understand, I need you to understand that this is how your lifestyle is going to be. You are a water walker. You're going to have to trust me on all sides. And this is why I say there is no shoreline. Because when you have a shoreline or a boat, that means you really have a plan B.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wanted me to understand there is no plan B. So you have to see, God talks to us differently because he knows you. And he knows me.
Yeah.
He knows that I'm looking for a plan B. Well, if this don't work, then this will work. You know, I'm a strategist. You know, I like, you know, just, and that's nothing wrong with being a strategist. But it's wrong when you're trying to strategize against God's will.
Exactly.
And you're operating out of your own self. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so he wanted me to say, hey, put your strategy tools down right now. Understand that this is a faith walk.
Yeah.
And you're on the water with me. And this needs to become your lifestyle.
Exactly. Wow. That's what people, you know, it's really at this time, we've gotten away with so much in the church, in the body of Christ, with saying, and literally not being. Let me give you guys a visual of that. It's like the seeds, that parable about the seeds being thrown. It's like the seeds are just being thrown on hard ground, and they just keep getting thrown. You keep hearing a word of encouragement, and they just keep going on a stone ground, on a cement. It's not even going. Some of you, it may go in, but then you done pulled it out somehow, or let it just...
Yeah.
So it come somehow regurgitated it and never let it take root. And so you're saying and repeating and repeating what you're hearing, and it sounds good, but it ain't bearing no fruit because you're not letting it take root. And the reason why you're not letting it take root is because you're not taking this as a lifestyle. It's not just something to just live by, right, Nicole? Like, you know, living by just to get by. You know, I went to church, so you feel good. But just because you feel good don't mean it is good. You know, that's just one thing I want to clear up. That one Sunday and that going to Bible study, and you still mean as I don't know what, and still ain't trusting God and ain't walking by faith. Some of you may be trying. God sees your efforts. And I'm going to tell you, I've got compassion for you because I've been through that trying, help me, please. Where is it? Can you give it to me? I want it. That's just means that there's a time in your life right now that God is asking more of you. Can you tap into that? Talking about more of you. How can they get there? Is God requiring more of you? Tell them what they could do with that.
It's so funny because the Holy Spirit is so in this conversation. Listen, you know, it's one of the things I wrote in my opening of the book was about how we recycle behaviors. And because you just talked about the seed, throwing the seed on a stony ground, and some of it comes back up, it comes back up and we reuse it. We recycle behaviors. And when I looked up the definition of recycle, it's when you recycle something. According to Merriam-Webster dictionary, you recycle something, you wash it and you reuse it. And some of us we reuse it again in a different way, or after we reclaim it or we reprocess it. So when we get, this is me, I'm not talking about, this is how God showed me what I was doing, and how I was, you know, recycling fear and how I was recycling behaviors in my life that would cause me not to trust him. And so when someone, I would get a seed, a good seed sown into me, it would not produce the fruit because I was recycling bad behaviors. And you said, what is the answer to that? You have to admit it. Self-reflection, you know, admitting to ourselves that, you know, we don't have it all together. You know, a lot of times we as believers, you know, I've been delivered from that. Oh, I'm not dealing with that. Oh, I don't have that problem. Stop. Ask God to reveal to you, you know, be humble yourself enough to look at your life. And if you see a pattern, see, if you're intentional about making change, if you're intentional about growing in Christ, you will, if you see a pattern that it does not line up with the word of God, you need to question that. And so I decided to question, what is this thing called fear? What is this thing? And not just fear, but other things that may have occurred in my life. But we're talking about this book. No, what is it that this behavior that continues to keep popping up? And God says, you keep recycling stuff.
Wow.
You know, you're using it in a negative, you know, you're recycling negative words, thoughts, things that were spoken over you. And you let these lies enter into your spirit. And I was doing this unknowingly, you know. But when I saw the pattern, then I decided I want this to break because this cannot continue to go on. A lot of people don't move forward, and they're not able to be delivered. So they think they got to go into the church, Pastor Gina, and have hands laid on them and be slain in the spirit and prophesied over. And, you know, these things can happen right in your home. They can happen when you recognize that you're not walking in the fullness of what God has called you to, or walking in righteousness or purity or holiness. If you can see that, trace it.
Right.
You know, we know what's going on and say, okay, I see that I got a problem with, you know, I don't know. Your problem might be just not being a good steward of your resources. I got to figure this thing out. What's causing me to keep, you know, doing X, Y, and Z. And then ask God to help you. Simplicity. David was so, I love this David because he was so simplistic about his asking, you know, and we have to just get so simplistic about our asking and not thinking that we have to go into our pastor or church or call a girlfriend. And we need to just have a self-reflective moment to say, hey, admit to yourself, I'm dealing with this. This is ugly and I need to be free from it. And Christ, Lord, Father, Daddy, however you speak to the Lord, Abba, you know, Jesus, help me. I want to be free of this. I don't want to wrestle with this anymore. Be like Jacob. I'm not getting up till you bless me.
Okay.
It could take all night. I'm not going to move from this spot until this thing is off of me. I can't move with this. I can't move another minute, another second with that attached to me.
That's so true.
That's how I would say, you know, how can they, you know, break free from these things? They got to first acknowledge it. Acknowledgement is key. A lot of people, that pride has to be broken. You have to acknowledge that, you know, you ain't got it all together. And there is some things that, you know, you may need help, an area you may need help in. Doesn't mean everybody has to know. But you need to talk about it with the Lord and allow him to help you. So I would say acknowledgement. Took a lot, you know, when I write these devotionals, you know, this is the second one, like I said, it is, God has used me as the clay. I'm like, Lord, why are you making me use my story personally? These are intimate moments in my life, you know. That's like, you know, first of all, I was like, I'm a little embarrassed, like, dang, she got dealt with that, or this is how she prayed. These are real prayers that I've actually prayed over myself. And he said, because I want the authenticity of people to see that, you know, people struggle and it's okay. It's okay.
It is okay. That's for
it
sure.
It is okay. And we don't need to have it all together.
You know how transparent I am, Nicole, so you know I don't care. I don't even know how to be no other way. But we love your transparency. We love, you know, just everything that God has poured into you to pour out on us. And we just appreciate your diligence and just your faithfulness in the kingdom and your honesty about how he's evolving you day to day, picking up your cross, dying daily, seeking him, you know, in your process. I know I've talk to you all the time, but the reader, I want you guys to know that you will get to know her in her books. So go ahead and get both copies. Go ahead and tell them the names of the books again and where they both can be purchased.
The new book, which is called In Your Fears, can be purchased on www.NicoleAtkinson.com. It's my website, so you can go right to the website. Actually, both books, my other book was under Nicole Peppers, you guys. Since then, I got married. Praise God. But that book is called 31 Day Workplace Prayer Devotional in Its Presence. This is really driven behind the workplace. You know, prayers for the workplace, those of you that are in the marketplace and you find yourself struggling and need, you know, God's presence there. And, you know, God is using you in that arena to, you know, bring the kingdom of God. This is a prayer devotional for you. It's 31 Days of Prayers. And that is also on the website, www.NicoleAtkinson.com. And they're also on that website. You can, you know, put in a prayer request and you can read about the two books and read a little bit about me if you want to, you know, just make connections with me and have questions. There's a little place where you can ask me questions. And then you can purchase it on Amazon and leave a great review if you like as well.
Yeah, leave a review, guys. Leave a review. Reviews are very important. I didn't realize how reviews are very important, but they are. They're, you know, it helps people. And it's just a small little token of love that you give to the authors and the products and stuff like that. So I want to encourage, because I read the reviews and it helps me in my purchases. So leave a review and we just love you so much. So listen, tell everybody what your social media is. Did you tell them that, how to get in touch with you on Facebook and Instagram?
Listen, I'm on Instagram at nic_purpose.com. Facebook, I'm under just Nicole Atkinson. You can search me there and you'll see a wonderful photo that kind of, you know, it's the same photo that's on my book. But I do have a women's ministry that is tagged. You know, you're funny, Gina. It's tagged under Women of Courage. And that's Women of Courage. And on Facebook, just that simple. Try to keep it as simple as possible for folks to find me. Not really much on Twitter that much, but those are the two platforms you can really find me. It will be Facebook. I do a daily devotional for Women of Courage, focusing on women in leadership and holistic approach to how they can be successful in their lives. So I'm really, that's my baby. I'm on there every day giving devotionals and giving prayers to the women in leadership. And then, like I said, Instagram, nic_purpose is where you can locate me as well.
All right. Well, listen, you got in His Presence segment coming up right now. I want you to, before you introduce it, though, because I want you to introduce it, what the name of it, what's it about, briefly. And then I want Doug to do a radio drop, because I haven't gotten a radio drop from you as a team player on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Are you willing to do a radio drop for the team?
Oh, for sure. Are you there? Yes. I'm here. I'm like a radio drop. Okay, you threw that one on me. That's a curveball.
But we delivered from the unknown. So you never know what God's gonna throw your way, and it's all good because Doug will he gonna walk you through it. As a matter of fact, he's fun with it and everything. I spring this on everybody. I've sprung it on every person. Eddie LeVert, I've done sprung it on everybody. So
okay.
They all have done it. Okay, so good. All right, well, listen, I want you to introduce your segment now, In His Presence.
Awesome. Listen, you guys, I'm just so happy about it. This is the first year, 2021, of In His Presence is back, and I'm so excited. It's so funny because the title of the devotional of this month is called Blind Spots. And I just noticed that, you know, blind spots is one of the things that fear creates blind spots. So I'm so excited because it's all in sync with the Holy Spirit. So I hope you enjoy. We're talking about blind spots, but we're talking about God prophesying that he is going to remove those blind spots. Even though you have them, he's going to remove them, and you're going to be moving in unfamiliar territory, and he's going to be with you, and you're going to be blessed. So I hope you enjoyed this this month's devotional called Blind Spots.
Hello, and welcome to this month's devotional in his presence. I'm so happy to be with you, and it's exciting. And we're in a new year, 2021, and I'm happy to start off with January with you. And if I had a title this devotional, it would be called Blind Spots. And I tell you, God's got something special for us this year. But what I want to read to you is out of Isaiah 42:16, and I'm reading from the NIV, and it says, I will lead the blind by ways they have not known, along unfamiliar paths. I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them, and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. Wow. That's Isaiah 42:16. Powerful word. God says, I will lead the blind by the ways they have not known, along unfamiliar paths. You know, you guys, in this season, I really believe in 2021, God is going to guide us as he always has, but he's going to move us in places and show us things that we've never seen before. He's going to take those blind spots that tend to get in our way, and he is going to do something marvelous in our lives in spite of our blind spots. In these moments, we must trust God and ask God to help us. When we find ourselves feeling as if we can't see our way through, we must ask God to remove those blind spots, because really, he already has done it. You know, he says, I'm a lamp unto your feet. And he says, I remove all stumbling blocks. And if we really can grab hold of that word in 2021, we will have a smoother journey. I'm not saying we'll be perfect, but our journey will be much smoother. I don't know about you, but 2020 felt like a lot of little pebbles along the way and some big rock boulders along the way. But God has really been prompting me and has been giving me this, that he's going to make our pathway much smoother. And he's removed, even in spite of our blind spots, in spite of the things that tend to hinder us, he's going to make our pathway clear. And so I press upon you to go back. And if not even go back, but just to read that passage from Isaiah as he was prophesying to the people that God would lead the blind by ways they have not known along unfamiliar paths. Now that's the ticket there. He says, I'm going to lead you along unfamiliar paths. And that's the exciting part. So if we can just look at that, and that's the hope. And that brings expectation, because God says, I'm going to do something new, something unfamiliar to you. And this is how you're going to know it's me, because it's unfamiliar. Okay. And so that's something to get excited about. That's something to say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's something to get hopeful about, because God has said to Isaiah, to his people, we're the same as we were yesterday as far as God's people. We're still his children. We're a seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so if you believe that, understand God is saying, in this unfamiliar path, I'm going to take you on this unfamiliar journey, and trust and believe me. I'm going to make sure that I am the guide, but you have to trust that I'm the guide, and you have to rest in that,
that I'm guiding you in this season. So 2021, if you haven't been thinking about it and planning for it, understand that this is a year of great expectation of the unfamiliar. And get excited about the unfamiliar, because you've already traveled some roads. You've already seen some things. And some of you don't want to repeat some things. Some of you said, I already done that, been there. And God says, no, I want to take you somewhere that's unfamiliar to you. Okay? And this unfamiliar place is going to bring, upon you some great knowledge, wisdom, prosperity, and abundance. And you definitely want to take that word and make it your own word, that I am going to travel in unfamiliar places with God. Oh my God, I love that. I love it. So as I stated before, when we started this devotional, blind spots. God, in spite of your blind spot, God is going to bring you to the unfamiliar places. And so I would challenge you to embrace this unfamiliar place that God is going to put before you. I tell you, be in this place of expectation, because the unfamiliar is not a scary place, but it's a faith. It's a faith place. God is calling us to elevate our faith in this season, because what we've experienced before, we're not going to experience in this season. He said, I will guide you in unfamiliar pathways, and I will make the dark places light, and I will not forsake you. So when you have that knowledge, that shall make your journey a far much more pleasurable one. Okay? So I hope you enjoyed this month's devotional, blind spots. Even though you may have them, God says he's going to remove them. He's going to bring you into an unfamiliar place. And in that unfamiliar place, he's going to be with you. He's going to cast the light upon you. And he's going to remove all the stumbling blocks, so your pathway will be smooth. Amen. Amen. I hope you enjoyed this devotional. I look forward to next month. And listen, as always, know that I am cheering for you. If you want to stay connected to me, please visit me at www.NicoleAtkinson.com. Again, that's www.NicoleAtkinson.com. Or you can reach out to me for you ladies on Facebook, Women of Courage, and also on Instagram, Nick_Purpose. Until we meet again, God bless.
All right. That was amazing. I just love her. She's so sweet. And I love just that calm. She got this calm thing. But honey, she is about the business too. She don't play. But she got this calm about her and her delivery. And I just want to melt in Jesus' arms. So listen, thank you, Nicole Atkinson, as always, for your contribution every month on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And you can tune in every month, every Wednesday, to listen to when she comes on. All right. All right, you guys, go follow her. Go buy the book. All right. Now, we only got a little bit of time left, so I got to tell you what's on my mind. But we got to take a commercial break. We'll be right back after this message.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order this series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
love drive your leadership? God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Steve Green. You can find me at greenlines.com. I want you to know that I'm a big fan of Dr. Gina's, and she's blessed me so much over my years. We've had a very good godly kingdom relationship. I've had her on my show, the Green Lines podcast, many times. I always love having her back. She's a great guest, and I'll tell you what, you're going to learn a lot from her radio show. So don't just keep her to yourself. Don't just come on and listen to Dr. Gina. Knock on a next door neighbor's door and say, hey, you got to tune in Dr. Gina. Talk about her at church. Talk about her in the hills and the byways. So I know you're going to learn a lot from Dr. Gina today and every day. And now I'm going to just turn you over to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right. Well, we're back. Like I said, we don't have a lot of time. So what's on my mind? Going to be real short and quick. What's on my mind, good people, is listen, it's a new day. I'm calling all believers, all of y'all. You done heard what I said. Some of you follow me on social media. This is a year right now. I know it is all of this stuff going on and all of this information and the news and people and opinions and lies and lies and lies and more lies and more, you know, all kind of stuff. Listen, the facts are, you know, people are being affected by what's going on. Rather it is real or fake or a lie or not, you know, rather you don't ever want to believe it or you're living through it. No matter what's going on, you guys, this is where we are right now. And I'm talking to believers, saints of God, followers of Jesus. I'm talking to you right now. This is a time right now that God, you know, that we can allow God to maneuver in our life so we can have a better tomorrow. Whatever we got through this time, it doesn't matter what nobody else is doing. Maybe that's their season right now. Your season is still in the transition. Your season is still in the molding. Your season may still be in character building, but God has already manifested some blessings, some promises to you, and you're still like in the waiting. You're like, put me in, God, put me in. I'm ready to play. I'm ready to get in the game. God is saying there's still yet more, because you know what? We want character. We want God kingdom character to be able to obtain the things. God is not looking to carbon copy or dip. What do you call that? Dip. Oh Lord, I can't even think it. I can't even copy. I can't even think it. It started with a D. I don't know why. Devil, you a lie. Anyway, copy somebody else from before. God is not looking for the rerun of that. He wants purity. He wants God, people that are walking on water, faith, like we talked about earlier. He wants you to speak something and it just happened. Not long drawn out deliverances, not long drawn out prayer. Like he wants you to start living in his dwelling. You know, he doesn't want to just visit you. He wants to dwell with you. And so whatever you got to sacrifice, this is the season right now. Because it don't matter. Ain't nobody going out like they used to. Ain't nobody doing the things that they used to. This is the best thing and the best time right now. So I want you to be encouraged and know that God is still in control. I'm loving you and he's got so much more for you. So just know that and just continue to be blessed. If you blessed already, get more. Be more like Christ every day, all right? I love you so much. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny, you guys. Thank you, Minister Nicole Atkinson, Arthur, friend. Love you so much. Thank you, listeners, for helping make this show number one around the world. We love you. You never know who's going to be joining me live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.